Hello out there, this is Samwise Didier, and you're listening to Hot's Cast for the Storm.
Come out, wherever you are.
You are listening to Hot's Cast. All the Heroes of the Storm coverage you can handle.
Ladies and gentlemen, heroes of all ages, welcome back to the Heart of the Storm. This is episode number 34 of Hotscast, recorded 10 p.m.-ish, actually more like 10:30, on the right coast, 8th December? No, that says January. 8th January, 2014. Hotscast is the Heroes of the Storm podcast for the people, the players, the heroes. Often off topic. Wait, I forgot to change that. That's the old one. That's not what I say anymore.
Often off topic.
Often. Coffee. No, that's my fault. I didn't change it.
Bro,
often
off topic. And update always... the template so when I copy it next week, I don't copy the wrong one.
That's what I keep copying it over.
Coffee.
We're often off topic and we are always rail free. This is true, but I changed it. I don't even remember what it was. That's okay. I am your host, Vincent Minucci, a.k.a. Rillandoon, and with me, as always, are my intrepid co-hosts. First up, we have Mike, a.k.a. Fimless, a.k.a. Hug That Turret! Callback.
Woo,
old shows.
That's me. my quick and hello witty something is Gurgle, I'm Fail.
Gurgle.
Gurgle.
Yes.
you changed it to covering all the awesome that is Blizzard Entertainment Brawler Heroes of the Storm.
Thank you. The show that is covering all the awesome that is the Blizzard Entertainment Hero Brawler Heroes of the Storm. Yes, that's a I have to see it in front of me or I can't say it. That's okay. Anyway, what have you been playing this week, Mike?
Pretty much only WoW and a little Dragon Age Inquisition. I was invited by a certain somebody to play Heroes last night, but I was about to raid. So
what
I did appreciate you actually seeing me log in.
Of which you what? Speak. Raid?
This raid, yes.
That's where people stand in their garrisons and they send their followers out on missions, right? That's a raid, right?
Yes, that's the raid.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I see a lot of people raiding in their garrison.
Their garrisons, yes. You can do that.
Garrison raid.
They're really spraying for bugs. That's raid.
Raid. Yes. Yeah. Raid. Yes.
Raid.
Raid.
Stereo. So, been doing that and, have not, I don't think I played Heroes at all the whole week, which sucks. And,
that does.
Boo me. So.
Oh, yeah. Nevik is in the chat room really like shouting 14, 14. Surely you mean 15. You're right. It's not 2014. It's 2015.
Yeah, who said 2014? Oops.
I changed it at the top of the notes.
We went back in time.
Bum, bum, ba, bum.
It says 2015 in the thing, too.
I literally just changed it.
We are a wibbly wobbly, timey wimey.
I wasn't listening.
Yes, we got in our TARDIS. We went back to January of 2014, and somehow we're still able to play the alpha that hadn't launched yet. Yes. Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly. Other than WoW, what have you been playing? I see Dragon Age Inquisition.
Dragon Age Inquisition.
Oh, don't.
I'm contagious. Not yawning. That wasn't a yawn. Mm. That was just
There's Kaylee.
Something else.
You broke Kaylee,
did not,
damn it.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
You
I
did. She's yawning right now.
There was no yawning. It wasn't a yawn. You mentioned yawn. That wasn't me. I didn't do it. So, what else did I play? I played some stuff on my phone.
That doesn't count.
Really?
Well,
no, that was it. It was just WoW and Dragon Age Inquisition.
Okay.
That was it.
The Yawn is a lie, by the way.
Yes.
Yes.
It doesn't exist.
The Yawn is a lie.
That was the title.
And next up, we have Kaylee, a.k.a. Nerdy Char, a.k.a. Stop screaming at me to hug the turret.
I was going to say, come on. I got to get a hug the turret shout out.
Hug the turret.
Yes. Okay, so if any of you listening do not get this week's video game quote, then you probably should just never play Heroes of the Storm again. So, this week's quote is incredibly short but incredibly sweet. Work, work.
Work, work.
I don't know how sweet.
Don't give it away.
What have you been playing this week?
That was just real.
Yeah, I purposely didn't say it in the character's voice just
sorry.
Because.
I are fail. Yeah.
Well, I have been playing World of Garrisons.
World
and,
of Garrisoncraft?
Okay, so I know you said phone apps don't count.
No, they do. I don't know why I said that. They do count.
Okay. Well, this is the one that I've been playing. if you haven't seen Rick and Morty on Adult Swim, you should probably start watching it immediately because it's amazing. They made an app to make fun of this character on the show that's like a total moron. And it is literally the simplest game you could possibly imagine. I will show you what I mean.
Rick and Morty.
As you can see, there are balloons.
Yeah.
And you pop them.
That's
and
pretty good, actually, looking
game.
At your video feed in Skype. That's you're actually doing quite well for that.
I'm doing it, like, backwards.
You're doing it backwards and with a delay. That's pretty good.
But this game, there's nothing else to it.
That's really all you
harder.
Do?
Nothing else happens, but I can't stop playing it, and
oh
I don't know
why. Oh my gosh,
why.
What's wrong with you? That's awful.
I downloaded
That's
it
so
to make
bad.
Fun of Joel because he's like, this game looks so stupid, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna download it. And every time I play it, it looks at me like, what the hell? Why?
Like, do you even get like a score? Like,
no! There's
why are you like, playing that? What is the point of playing a game with no score, no, like,
because
oh my gosh.
Well, I was sitting at the optometrist waiting for my eyes to dilate, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, pop, pop, pop.
Oh, my
gosh. And then 1,200 balloons later, I'm like, what the hell? I just popped 1,200 balloons.
Oh, my gosh. That is awful. That is so bad. I can't believe you're doing that. No. No.
Yeah.
No.
Don't download it. Don't download it because
I'm not
you won't be able to
it.
Stop
Are you kidding
popping
me?
The balloons.
No, I won't be able to stop it. I hate stuff like that. That's what I tried. Star Wars Tiny Tower. I played it for like 3 days. I'm like, I hate this so much. Like so very much. Do I hate this? I don't like repetitive
you
stuff
had to
like
say
that.
The Yoda voice.
But yeah. So much. So I hate this.
I hate this so much.
Do not like Tiny Tower Star Wars. I do not. Or something. I don't know.
Everything works.
Yes. I've been playing a lot of Heroes, actually. This is something interesting. I bought a Stim Pack. I wanted to be able to try it out since it's a new feature. So I wanted to be able to report on it. I got the 7-day one, $3.99. Figured, you know what, that's a good way to test it. I'll go with that first before I go all in for the 30-day. It is worth it. I will tell you, it is worth it. What it basically does is doubles your team experience. That's what it doubles, just to be clear. If you have a friend bonus, that doesn't get included. It doubles your team experience. Whatever it is, exactly double. I really like it. I'm gaining quite a bit of... Am I choppy again? Are you guys hearing that?
No.
Say it's coming through on my end, choppy. Sorry. I think I need a new sound card, honestly. But I was level 35, I think, when I bought it. Yeah, I think it was 35. Either Saturday or Sunday when I bought it, I believe. And I'm now level 39. So I definitely wanted to hit 40 before beta, just in case. Because I couldn't remember if I hit 40 or not before. I'm sure I did. But I want to make sure to get that medallion. So, or not medallion. What would you call it? The portrait medallion, I guess. It's kind of a medallion type thing. At least that's how they described it.
Well, the portrait is a medallion.
The portrait is a medallion, right. But yeah, I wanted to make sure to get that. So I wanted to get to level 40. And also I've been working on leveling Tyrael. And he's like 9 and a third, maybe. Not even 9 and a third. Man, it really slows down. When you get to level 8, it's like crazy how much experience you need to get. I think it's level 9 to 10 is 4.3 million, something like that, 4.35 million. It's a lot of experience, a lot of freaking experience. But I've been playing a lot of Heroes. I've been getting some good matches, getting some bad matches. That's how it goes. That's pretty much all. I've been playing Garrisoncraft a little bit. Not as much as I would like. Finally got my Rogue to 95. Woohoo!
Nice.
That's it, though. 95. Not 100. I know. Bad. I need to get on that. And then I actually jumped back into Diablo 3 again.
Now,
shush.
So, can you log on my account and level? So seriously, like,
nah, you don't want to do that. You heard what happened with Wreckful, right?
Oh yeah, I didn't hear about that. That was ridiculous.
Wreckful got permabanned. Yep, he was a big deal. I mean, Wreckful's been a big name in Rogue PvP for years. I mean, I remember watching that dude's videos back in, if not TBC, definitely Wrath. I mean, he's been a big Rogue PvP guy, and he was caught red-handed account sharing. So he is the permaband for. Yep, and he's trying to say that, which is kind of silly, a defense on his part that Blizzard had no right to do it because the way they knew about it was they saw it on his stream. But
doesn't matter how
that's not that. Adequate or not. That is not adequate proof. Basically, his argument was that
the defense.
Yeah, it's like essentially trying to say that. If you rob a liquor store and the only reason they know you robbed it is because the video footage showed you definitively robbing it, that they had no right to have a security camera
looking
going.
At the video.
Right. Yeah, well, they had no right to look at the video. Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Well, the other thing is though, that Blizzard can ban anyone they want because it's their game own it. And there's no legal anything you can do about it because there's no legal thing at all, period.
Nothing
with it. You don't own any of it.
You do not own those pixels. Blizzard.
I'm sure if he hired a good enough lawyer that argued all the money he spent on the game that he would get his account back, but he'd have to spend a ton of money on the lawyer.
Maybe his account back, but I doubt it. Yeah. Maybe.
They don't have to give him anything.
Yeah.
No, they don't. The agreements and everything say he doesn't own anything.
This is
true.
He
agreed to every one of them when he subscribed.
Right.
So.
Right. But what Blizzard does have to give us is that beta.
Yes. Which is what we're supposed to be talking about.
Yes. We are coming down to the wire now. Beta is coming out in 5 days. You guys excited? Are you scared? Are you thrilled? Are you worried?
I'm hungry.
You're hungry. I'm tired. Yes. I apologize for my level of energy, which is near zilch tonight. Sorry about that, folks.
I'm excited about it. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see, they talked about that there are changes and, you know, that I guess a new version is coming out with that too.
Right.
So a few changes are coming with the beta. Interested to see the additional people out there in there. I thought they were saying that actually the ranked stuff was coming with the beta, but I don't know. Some people were talking about that.
I thought that was the case as well,
Yeah, right. So I don't know if that's really there, but that's cool.
I think maybe they might hold back on that a little bit, like not week one.
Team.
Yes, definitely going to do a Housecast team. We'll do a hardcore, we will scream at anyone, including me, who messes up team, and we will do a let's have fun team where nobody's allowed to yell.
Yeah.
Which team am I allowed to be on?
Yes, that team will be named Hug the Turret!
Yes. Which one? The one you're not allowed to yell at, or the one you are?
No, the yelling one. Yes, the yelling team will be hug the turret. The other team will be hug each other.
Yes. I'm excited to pwn some noobs because
really?
Man,
you're just you're evil.
Like, I'm competitive.
Do you play a warlock? Is that
exactly? Because I'm thinking like the fact that I have been completely lazy and horrible about leveling my account. That I'll still be placed with newbies.
You are going to be placed with them noobs, yes.
The problem is you'll be placed with newbies in your team too.
So. Right, so you're going to have to yell at your own.
I'll just have to be the ringer.
You will be the ringer. You will be the ringer.
The jungle.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's actually almost an argument for having two Battle.net accounts. So you can keep one at like noob level. Like
that's
as your
called smurfing.
Twink.
Smurfing.
Smurfing. Oh yeah, you're right. Yep. I mean, it doesn't
like
benefit
LCS
your other account.
Having a second account that they go on and rough stomp people because
yeah,
they think that they're new.
Yeah. Well, they also have second accounts because they get banned so many times from their primary account.
Well, they have multiple accounts anyway.
Yes. Oh gosh, yes. 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 I'm excited. I'm really thrilled for this next stage in the evolution of the game. I'm looking forward to ranked play absolutely coming out. I am looking forward to what can happen when the floodgates open. You know, it's going to be a new community.
Faster games,
yes.
Not faster games, but faster
queues.
Few times.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, just in the over, like, the metaverse of Heroes, mm-hmm. It's going to be really exciting to see what happens when the game truly goes to the masses. When, you know, it's not just... What's that?
It'll be disruptive.
Yeah,
not in a
exactly.
bad way, but in a way of change and causing change.
No, exactly.
Getting
Absolutely.
Additional feedback and things
right.
that people thought, okay, we just accept it or whatever. Maybe these people will complain about, or maybe they'll
right.
like something, or who knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like if we had, you know, the, not heirlooms. What were they called? trinkets? Not trinkets. What were they called? Please remind me. Come on. Don't toy with me. I'm really tired. What were they called?
Huh?
The thing.
Artifacts?
Yes, thank you. You're toying with me, man. You're just stringing me along.
Sorry, I was typing about Smurfs in
I was waiting.
Twitch chat.
Haribo Smurf gummies.
Yeah, it just shows up as blue in Twitch chat for me too. It's just
Smurfies. What was I saying? I don't even know. Oh, yes. If artifacts were introduced
artifacts with all those people,
the beta, maybe there would be more people who were on my side of the argument.
And so it would have gotten rid of it faster.
No, so they would have gotten rid of it slower. They still would have gotten rid of it, but it would have been slower.
But there
would
have been even more people complaining about it, and so it would have been even faster.
I think we would have at least gotten some kind of a statement about it instead of just yank.
Nope. Exactly the same thing.
I'm still. Yes. But that's one of the things I'm really excited to see. Like, you know, are we going to see more coverage? I'm psyched for that. You know, more talk in the industry. I mean, IGN Arena. I don't know if you guys ever watched that on YouTube. It's funny. They call it a podcast. It's only available on their YouTube channel in video. So I don't know why they call it a podcast. But their graphic has Uther right in the middle. But they mostly talk about League and Dota. And, you know, Smite and whatnot and Strife. You know, the other things kind of filter in, but it's mostly League and Dota. Now, granted, the one host was Leah B. Jackson, who now works for Riot Games. And the other main host is Mitch Dyer, sorry. And he's like hardcore Dota 2 player. So I understand why. But Uther's right there in the center of the image. So I'm hoping once the game goes to beta, it will draw the attention of some of those big outfits, you know, the IGNs of the world and whatnot. Which, in fact, mm-hmm. I actually saw him in the media. I'm pretty sure it was Mitch Dyer that I saw. In the It was either Mitch Dyer or Destin Legary, one of them, in the media area at BlizzCon. And I wanted so bad to go up and talk to him. But I didn't want to bother him. But I listen to podcasts on Locked all the time. That's the Xbox podcast on IGN. So it'll be cool to see some bigger coverage of Heroes. Not that I'm saying I want people to not focus on the little guys like us, but, you know, it'd be cool to see, other than IGN,
Well,
help me out.
Well, you mentioned that, you know, you're wondering how the community might change. I think mm-hmm. I think it'll be completely for the positive. I think there's going to be a rekindling of the passion for the game because it's kind of died off a little bit. Like, people got really excited when it was announced at 2013 BlizzCon, and they got really excited when the alpha was released and everything. And then, you know, it's kind of been, like, stagnant because there hasn't been any real, like, change, and then now that the data is coming out, I think it's going to explode again.
Right.
At least that's my hope.
Yeah, because there hasn't been much change. There's just been little additions, but things that you would see, just normal stuff that would come along with a MOBA. You know,
exactly.
Your new heroes, new skins, even new maps. That's a normal progression of additive things. But this is a huge leap for the game. This is a total phase shift.
Right.
And that's going to spark a lot of outside interest. So,
well, and there's going to be a lot more talk, like, within the Blizzard universe, too, I think. You know, as more and more people get into the beta, they're going to be talking about it in Trade Chat and World of Warcraft. They're going to be talking about it in their matches on StarCraft. They're gonna, you know what I mean? What's,
that was taken out of the game in Burning Crusade, wasn't it?
No.
Really?
Trade Chat right now.
No, I don't think so.
I promise you.
I'm teasing.
Slash leave.
What I'm saying is I typed slash leave in Burning Crusade leave. And I haven't seen it since. My old server,
Trade Chat,
was particularly bad on my first server. I played on Archimon for Vanilla and TBC, and it was just, I mean, trolley McTrollerson out the wazoo. It was bad. I don't even know what it's like on Emerald Dream. I never had it enabled.
Trade Chat trolling is, like, the most fun thing about the game. Like, why would you not want to be in trade?
Dude, you are an evil troll. How do I not know this about you yet? You are so evil. You are evil. You're more evil than
someone really evil.
Almost evil. Hydra. Okay,
you're more evil than someone really evil.
Yes.
So, Joel has a macro that he spams in trade, like, every once in a while. He doesn't do it too much or else people would catch on, but it says, I want a pint of Coca-Cola, and then it says, dash state troopers. So, it's in quotes, like, it's supposed to be Farva saying, I want a liter of cola.
Okay.
But he says, I want a pint of Coca-Cola. And then the quote says state troopers instead of super troopers. People freak out single time. It is the best troll.
That is,
I love it.
Definitely, that's some trolling. That's some trade trolling right there. I like that. What's up, dude? Shots fired. How's it going, man? Baron's Chat. Dude, Baron's Chat, Space Fox, that is a special, that's a special experience. I did not experience Baron's Chat until Cataclysm. That was really the first time I rolled a Horde tune. But yeah, Baron's Chat is special. I wish I would have experienced it, like, back in the day. Like, real stuff. Yeah. I had to learn how to set something up for quick leveling. What? Oh! Alright, sorry. Quick leveling in Disney Infinity 2.0. Are you macroing? Is that allowed in that game? I don't know about
careful,
that.
Careful, they might ban you.
Careful.
We've just outed you. If anybody watches this, they're going to
yes.
ban you. Yes.
Disney Marvel.
Disney ban you.
Might.
Anyway.
Whoever.
So,
yeah.
Disney and Marvel, the same thing.
Yes.
You're
right, they are. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Hipster WoW player.
Beta. So.
Nice. Yeah, beta is coming on the 13th.
Which is next Tuesday, our normal record time.
Yes. Yeah. I'm interested to see just server load. If, you know, cause I just, when I booted up my PC at whatever it was, 945, 950, whatever it was, when I logged in, I saw the little BNUT come up and it said, it's a busy day here at battle.net. You've been placed in a queue. I was like,
That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen when that happened to me.
Yeah, but I just had it happen today. I mean, the last time it happened to me was...
I've had it happen when they had the DDoS.
The DDoS.
And the release of Warlords.
The release of Warlords was the last time I had it happen to me. During the DDoS... I had it just logged. I was logged in like from earlier in the day. Like
I'm
just
always
had it.
Logged in.
You I'm are always logged in. So. Yes, this is true.
Yeah, it's just on my computer.
This is true. But yeah, I'm interested to see just server load how it works out. I actually had a dream last night that I was playing Sky Temple, believe it or not, in my dream. The last thing I did before going to bed was playing Heroes, and in my dream I was playing Sky Temple, and there was something wrong about it. I forget what was going on. Like, it wasn't lag necessarily, but there was something like the game wasn't doing what it was supposed to be doing, and I was very frustrated. Are we talking about split ends? This is not a haircut show. This is not.
No, Mike's comment was amazing.
I didn't even see his. I just see hi.
He said they cut that much off of his hair, too.
Oh.
What, the devastating thing for me. 4 inches. I've been growing my hair out for so long, and they cut 4 inches off.
Oh, my gosh. No. I
Well,
have
imagine
not...
how devastating it is for me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have 0.4 inch of hair.
Like the entire, if I shave my head, that's not even 4 inches of hair when I put it, if I strung
if
them
you
all
strung them all together.
Yeah, it's well, just each piece and just.
Picture you grow this amazing beard that's like ZZ Top
just
quality.
Epic level beard.
Kaylee, I had hair down to my butt.
That's
hair down to my butt.
No,
I want to see pics
or
this.
It didn't happen, dude.
Exactly.
Pics or it didn't happen.
From my wedding. I have
okay.
From my wedding album.
Pics or it didn't happen.
It's down to my butt.
Pics or it didn't
amazing.
Happen. Go get the album.
I'm not going to get it right now.
Get the album right now. Go. We will talk until you get back.
I will find it. I'll find a picture.
Pics or it didn't happen.
I'll put it up somewhere.
Tune in next week for Mike's crazy hair pictures.
Mike's crazy hair.
I had long hair.
Wow. I can't picture you with long hair. I've only ever known you bald. Yeah.
See,
self-inflicted
why
or otherwise.
The show in chat so you guys can keep talking.
Yes.
You rinsed, but you like real brought it in. I was not. I didn't even say anything.
I think. Do you
just
remember
why we were laughing?
Do you remember? Did I have hair when I first started? I don't remember. I don't know how long I've been shaving my head now.
Not much.
I don't remember how long
as much
I've been...
as I had, which was like nothing.
Like this. Okay. Yeah. Mike the mullet. Calling it now. Dude,
okay.
Grow a mullet.
We need to change his name from Fimless to Mike the Mullet.
Mike the Mullet? Let's do it. All right. Change that in the template for next week. Mike the Mullet. Business in the front, party in the back. Tennessee top hat. Oh, yeah. yeah, server load is going to be interesting. I'm still getting, I don't know how many times you guys get this, I'm still getting that weird bug where the match will start. And actually, I'm finally figuring out what it is. If anybody disconnects in that specific time when you first see the 5 heroes load on the screen before it goes to your map, if they disconnect then, that's when it goes. You still hear the sounds going. But
you lose the match.
What's that?
But you lose the match.
It's right, exactly. You lose the match setup, right? Not lose it, like you don't
I
get
think it's
loss.
Just somebody had to hit the button to cancel right as it popped, and that blows you up.
Well, what I'm wondering is if it's that or if they're like hitting all F4 because they don't like the comp and they're just really fast at it. It's hard to say. Yeah. How exactly
I don't know.
Happens.
I don't think so.
You should report that on the Alpha forums.
I should.
I've noticed
right.
that as a continual
for
thing.
Real.
Yeah, I've been getting it
is
a
that,
lot lately.
Is that, can you see it? See that? That's the temperature. Oops,
oh,
you missed
it. It says tap to speak.
On the bottom.
I can't read it.
It's not going to
90?
Do it. No.
It's not focusing.
It's
cat. Dude, I don't have my glasses on. 50?
Yeah, 50.
50.
That's cold for here.
That... Hold on.
That is cold for here.
That is cold for there. I agree.
39 this morning. 39 this morning when I left work.
I froze. 39. Yes. It was awful.
39.
That was actually, it actually is cold. I will even admit that 39 is
39
cold.
Is cold.
It's not
yeah.
freezing because that's what it was up north by you. It was freezing.
No, it was not.
But
yes. Yes.
It was 39 here.
When I woke up this morning.
Is there a cat behind you?
Yes.
Oh,
she
no.
won't leave me
my alone. Cat's asleep in the other room.
This is why I lock them away.
So completely off rails.
It
that's
is
why we're off rails.
Currently,
13, that's what I said.
13 degrees. With
there.
The wind chill,
the high
feels
was 17.
Like 5 degrees, and it was 5 degrees this morning when I left for work.
Yes. That's not too bad.
5. That's not
yeah,
Celsius. That's Fahrenheit.
No, I know. I know Fahrenheit. I've been in that.
Yes. Yeah, it's been a long time since you've been
you
in that.
You wear though. Clothes.
Yes. I wore the worst shoes possible for today. My feet have been freezing all day. Shut your mouth. 39 is freezing. Anytime you have to put on more than a hoodie, it is freezing.
I didn't put on more than a hoodie.
I agree.
I did not. I actually, the only, I had a shirt on, but I put a hoodie on over my shirt, and that is what I wore to work in 39 degree weather.
Just
the
hoodie.
I wore my, not that hoodie, the other hoodie that you bought that I already had.
The also with
Javi
the
bought so the that black. We all have like the yes. triplets of the same.
It's freaking that beautiful yeah. that thing. Yeah.
Will you remind me of Rocky with the hoodie? Yet?
Okay, we need to actually like talk about Euros, not Rocky or the weather or completely. I'm glad we did the intro about off rails because that is
seriously. That was so sorry. Appropriate.
Yes.
Okay, we have other things we want to
we
talk about.
We actually hate Rocky here in Philadelphia. Do we have other things to talk about? I don't know. Do
we? Drinking some water?
I am drinking some water. Speaking moonshine. Of Philadelphia. Yeah, moonshine. It looks like moonshine.
You can't prove that it's not moonshine.
I can't prove.
It's with vodka.
The way I'm acting right now, it could be.
It's vodka. Watch, his hair's going to grow real fast. 4 inches.
If you live in any state other than Pennsylvania and you like vodka, go to Costco and get Kirkland's brand vodka.
Yes.
It is actually Grey Goose, but it comes in a plastic bottle and it's super cheap.
Didn't you say that last week?
No.
Was that last week you told us that?
No, that was like a year ago we talked about that.
No, you just recently talked about
it. No, that was seriously like a year ago.
No, it wasn't a year ago.
I don't even think it was this show. I think it was on a different show we talked about that.
It was on a different show, but we talked about it very recently.
No, it was a really long time ago.
He wasn't on a show at all. Maybe we were just talking. Maybe, but you told us that.
I think it was a long time ago.
Let's talk about something else.
Good night, buddy. Talk to you later. Yes, talk about something else. There is, Kaylee put this in, thank you. There is a Brawl with the Blues coming next week, closed beta edition. That will go out next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Left Coast time. Left Coast is, of course, Pacific Standard Time. Left Coast, the wrong coast, as I like to...
2 o'clock p.m., the right coast.
What's that?
2 p.m., the right coast.
11, 12, 1, 2. Yes, I always have to do that. Count the time zones over. Yes, 2 p.m. on the right coast. Thank you. I know. Thank you for... Just, yes, you know.
just say 11 a.m. on the Blues Coast.
It is the Blues Coast. That's true. 11 a.m. on the Blues Coast. Oh, I like that. Oh, that's good. Yeah, Blues Coast.
Blizzard Standard Time.
Blizzard. It should be changed to Blizzard Standard Time.
It should. Yeah. We should petition the government. Send in a petition to change Pacific Time to Blizzard Time.
I would imagine that Blizzard is... I would venture a crazy-ass guess that Blizzard is probably one of the highest revenue-grossing companies in the entirety of California.
Hmm.
I don't know. Can you actually make money in California?
There's a lot of really large...
Well, that's
true.
They're probably
incorporated
in Delaware.
Very, very large companies in California, so I don't know that I agree with that. But.
Well, because Microsoft is Washington. Oh, wait. Google's California, isn't it? Now Apple, too.
There's a lot of stuff in California.
Yeah, Apple's...
There's a very large number. Apple, HP.
HP's California?
Technology companies. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were up in... I was thinking they were in Washington, too. I don't know why. Nah, you're right.
Pretty sure they're in California.
Yes. And, of course, we all know that Apple charges obnoxious amounts of, you know, profit
and
margin
Apple's
on
there,
their...
so forget it. That's Apple.
Yeah.
Apple's
true. That's true. Their profit margin is just silly.
Boo. Hiss.
I would love... because, like, phone. The three of us could literally retire on 1/1000th of one day's profit. We could split that three ways and never have to work again for the rest of our lives. That'd be nice.
Okay, we're going to the metric system and military time for everything.
Are we?
I disagree with this.
I don't know.
Because I like to bake, and I do not know what...
A gram of something is?
Yeah, I can't handle that. 10
grams, 100 grams?
I need cups and teaspoons and...
The numbers are too big. So, Brawl of the Blues is pretty fun if you haven't watched it.
It's very fun.
Definitely
yes.
should watch it. Trixler and is basically host the thing. He Skypes with a bunch of other
Trixler.
People. Yeah, it's Trixler. They've done it in. I've been watching the streams and everything.
Oh,
and
do they mention it in there?
They've actually made fun of it, him, people saying it wrong and then saying it right and being excited about it. So, yes, Trixler.
Well, shite. Now
so
I feel like an idiot.
Yeah. So I like
Trixler. I like Trixler.
He hosts the thing. He's on Skype with a bunch of personalities, streamers or others, and they play. I mean, I don't know. I mean, some people say, why is it Brawl with the Blues? Well, there's one blue.
There's one brawling with. Yeah, it really would just be Brawl with the Blue.
Borrowed Blue. But Spirion is on there taking questions in the chat room, and then they try to answer questions and all sorts of stuff. But they, I guess so. But they, so it's kind of fun. It's very interesting, and definitely if you are interested in the game and don't get in the beta, or even if you do get in the beta and would like to watch and haven't been able to watch many matches, it does give you the ability to get that. And then if you want to get your questions in to ask them, that's a good time to do it too.
Yes. And can I just say that they've got chicks playing, so that's pretty awesome.
They've got chicks playing?
Yes.
Like little baby chickens?
They've got chicks playing.
Yes, little tiny yellow chicks.
Baby chickens.
Female gamers.
Peeps are
will be included in this brawler.
Yes. Peeps are manufactured like 20 minutes from here.
Ew.
Little,
those
the
things
peeps.
Are so gross.
They are. They're absolutely revolting. But
they taste like food coloring. And
they
nobody
are
likes that
food
flavor.
Coloring. They've got a shelf life of 73 years. Of course, they're pure food coloring. Yeah, what else could be in there? Are you guys going to attempt to play day one? Or are you going to let it calm down a little bit?
If I remember.
Sure, why not?
Yeah?
I remember.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, are we
I'll log in.
Are we possibly looking at an error 37?
Well, the other question I have, though, is are they really letting everybody they're going to be inviting on Tuesday?
Yeah, they haven't stipulated that,
are they?
Have
saying
they?
Open beta starts Tuesday, but we're going to invite 1,000 more people. And that's
right.
It. I mean, it doesn't. They may not invite anybody to open beta on Tuesday. It may just say, oh, beta's open. Oh, no, close beta. Sorry. Okay, close beta. Tuesday, we started. Now we're going to start inviting people. You know, I don't know. They haven't really said this is how we're rolling it out. This is how many people are going to be on. This, you know, they're not like they're going to tell us, even if, you know, they knew what that was,
right,
which I'm sure they have some kind of plan. We don't know. We don't know what day one is going to be like. So we may not be a big deal. I mean, they've been adding people to the Techno Alpha recently too. So, you know, I have a feeling it's just kind of going to be one of those switches of we're pushing the patch down. This is the closed beta patch, and then they'll add some people to it, you know?
Right.
I don't know. They're going to add 100,000 people on day one.
Hmm.
Might not be a good idea, especially with a new patch.
This is true. Right. That's what I mean. Like, I don't know. Yeah, because they haven't stipulated if they're going to be, you know.
We don't know details. We just know closed beta starts the 13th. That's it.
Right. Sorry for the clicking. I'm clicking stuff in the background. I have a very loud mouse. I apologize. So do we know for certain? Now, Nevik actually said way earlier in the chat, Sky Temple in 5 days. Do we know for sure we're getting Sky Temple on Tuesday?
That would be amazing.
Nope.
Can we please get Sky Temple?
Yeah, I don't.
I have not seen anything about it.
Whoa, for certain.
Cat eating something?
He just like, you know how cats randomly just start running? Like, for no reason?
Yes.
He just had one of those, like, I need to sprint across the house for no reason in moments.
I think that was, I smell a mouse.
I don't know.
Away from the mouse.
That's funny.
Now he's like yowling. I don't know why.
Well, see, it was a mouse.
Yowling?
Anyway.
Is that like YOLOing?
It's
my cat is YOLOing.
Jerry is over there. Jerry is over there.
Jerry?
He's trying to catch him with cheese.
Nevik has heard rumblings that Thrall and Sky Temple are in the closed beta build coming on Tuesday.
Hmm. Well, if they're in the build, that's great. They may not be enabled, but that would be awesome.
That's true.
Well,
that's true.
I would not be surprised if Thrall is there. Absolutely not in any way. I will not be surprised if Thrall is there because he is supposed to be coming any day now.
When did we get Jaina?
Like a month ago?
Hold on. Plus, I'm going back to our site to see when that came.
A month and a half ago.
But look
Wasn't
at
it
the,
in November?
Look at the news thing for Brawl with the Blues. It says, for this show, we'll be exploring some of the new content available with closed beta and custom games, including a new hero, new battleground, new skins. So that might
have
been a
hint. Yes. Well, there you go. Then yes, it is confirmed. If that's what it says, then that is confirmation. Because the only hero that we're certain we're getting soon was Thrall, even though we know we're also getting others. We haven't gotten details on them. And the battleground that was coming next was Sky Temple. So.
Okay. We recorded Wednesday, December 3rd. So Wednesday, December 2nd is when Jaina came out.
Okay, so it was right at the end. So I knew it was, so that it was either end of November or beginning of December. So over a month.
Five, six. It would be 6 weeks.
And that's about what they said.
That's about what they said.
Looking at the next one.
So we very well could be seeing Thrall.
We already got – well, but she said – I'm pretty positive. If that's what it says in there, mm-hmm. then I would almost guarantee it.
Right.
Unless they have a build they're playing with that is not the one we are, but they won't. They don't do that. They do it with every the real build.
Hold on. I have to click on the link now and see the verbiage.
Oh, and Thrall is the image that is there.
Thrall is the – right, exactly. Right. So that kind of lends weight.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, and it's yep. it is picked out there. New hero, new battleground, new skins.
Wait, who's this Jesse Cox guy? He said like these are personalities. I never heard of him.
Who's this Jesse Cox guy?
Yeah, I've never heard of, you know, said.
I have. Cox. He was just on Tabletop.
Of course I know who Jesse Cox is. Yes. I actually, at BlizzCon 2013, I was sitting next to Nevik, who's in the chat room right now, and I see somebody get up to ask the Diablo devs a question. A man with a beard in full Leah costume. And I'm looking at this guy. I'm like, who, what, why is that guy wearing a Leah costume? And the devs like obviously loved it. And I'm like, what, this is weird. And then I'm like, what is going on? And Nev leads over. He's like, oh yeah, that's Jesse Cox. I saw him earlier. I'm like, oh, all right. Now it makes sense that people find this entertaining that a strange bearded man is in a full Leah costume.
So, yes, Jesse Cox.
Yes, Jesse Cox's Leah was
so new hero, new battleground, and new skins are definitely – they're, like, in there, like, hey, we're going to have this. So, obviously, then I would say –
So, what are the skins, then? Because we know the hero. We know the battleground.
Yeah, we don't know. Well, I would assume new skins for Thrall anyway, no matter what. But
well, maybe –
Or it could be Egyptian flavor.
I was just about to say that. Maybe it's something to do with – oh, crap. What's it called?
Sky Temple?
No. That the world.
Luxor.
Luxor. That's it.
Luxor. You found it out.
Luxoria.
I don't know.
Something. Luxor. It's like that. The Luxor from Vegas. Yeah. Maybe it's something themed like that. That would be cool. I would love to see like a Queen Nefertiti Vala. That'd be pretty sick. Or what else? What else would be cool? A Sphinx version of Brightwing. That'd be pretty neat. I'd say at this point, I will take anything, any kind of change to Lili's face, because her face is really creeping me out. I played her this week. I got her leveled to 5, and her face is super creepy. That is the last hero that I really think needs a change in terms of facial appearance is Lili. Her face creeps me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if she wasn't at least a little bit creepy, because she's like a cute little panda cub. Yeah, so how can you be a fierce brawler when you're a cute little panda cub? You gotta be a little scary looking.
But it's not scary, though. It's just creepy. It's like, unnerving. No, what do you call that? Uncanny Valley. That's what it is. It's Uncanny Valley. It's like, the early CGI movies, like Final Fantasy Spirits Within. Like, where they were trying to make it look so lifelike, but it wasn't
it's
there
like
yet.
Polar Express.
Yes.
It's the worst.
For people on the podcast not watching the video, you didn't see me just freak out with my arms and, ow, I just hit my headphone. Damn
and that. Smack hurt. Himself in the head. Ow. That's the problem with having no hair.
I hurt my head skull and my knuckle bone at the same time.
Your head skull.
Yes. As opposed to the other skull.
Apparently my face is super creepy.
I hurt my head skull, guys.
Yes. I'm not denying that. Head skull. Space Fox.
That's a good name for the show right there.
But I hit my head skull. Hold on. Damn it, where's my
skull? I'm gonna be honest though, the blue light on my whatever was so much funnier.
There's a blue light on my Peter Dinklage. There's a blue light on my dink.
There's
a blue light on my dink.
That'd be even better. There's a blue light on my dinklage.
On my dinklage. The dink. Dude, I love the dink. I hit my skull head. That hurt. That really hurt. I hit myself in the head. I cannot get past the model designs in it. What? Oh, Polar Express. Yes, very uncanny valley. Just and that's what Lily's face feels to me right now. Like just that weird toothy, like yeah, like yeah, exactly. It's just it's like a Chucky doll. Like
yes,
it's going to kill me. Please go away. Yeah.
Well, she is actually. She's playing.
She's going to kill you. She says some creepy ish when you're playing, but it's like cool. Like the stuff she says is cool. Like it's almost like Brightwing. You know, I will hurt you now. Like that's cool, creepy. You know, like that I like. But the look of Lee, like her face.
Well, you can't see her when you're playing. You just like when it's
no, when she's staring at you for the 139 second cue that I had last night. You know, it's like, oh, God, I got to keep looking away. I had to keep focusing on my second screen where I was rewatching Downton Abbey season 2. I am so hooked on Downton Abbey again. I love that show. Yes.
But speaking of good design, though, did you guys see cosplay thing that I posted? So somebody took a 3D printer and created a Vala cosplay.
What? With the 3D printer, are you kidding me? Where did you post that?
It was a combination of 3D printing and leather working, hand sewn leather.
You didn't post that on the Book of Faces, right? Because I don't go on the Book of Faces.
No, no, no. It's under Community Spotlight in the notes.
Oh, shoot. In the notes. I'm still looking at the Brawl with the Blues thing. Sorry.
In notes.
Oh, I didn't scroll down that far.
Yes. And the final product
too busy going off rails.
Is flipping amazing. And like she even did like the creepy white eyeballs.
I've seen her before. I've seen her cosplay stuff before. What is her name?
First Keeper.
First Keeper. Yes, I have seen her stuff before. She's awesome. I think she was at BlizzCon.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah. Is a professional 3D character artist. I know I've seen this girl before. She looks so... I had to have seen her before. That is ridiculous. Look at that. Oh, my gosh.
You guys definitely check this out.
Oh, that's insanity.
It is amazing.
That is so cool. Oh, my gosh. I want a 3D printer so bad.
I think everyone does.
So bad. I mean, I don't even know what I'd make with it, but I just want it. Oh, that is so epic. Look at that. See, that's what you need to make a really, like, true-to-form Blizzard cosplay, is a 3D printer.
Yeah.
Because you can't recreate the shoulders, specifically, on anything.
I think she was actually in that at BlizzCon.
She was in that, right. I know I've seen this before.
She was wearing that at BlizzCon.
You know what? I still have...
Because there's a picture of her at BlizzCon in that.
I still have to go through all my pictures from BlizzCon. I specifically got... a lot of cosplayer video pictures, and I still haven't. I wanted to make an album on Google Plus and post it. I still haven't done it, of course. And it's only January of the next year, so I'm right on time.
Yeah, sure.
That is awesome. I love cosplay. I need to cosplay at some point.
You should. And actually,
cosplay as a middle-aged software engineer.
Yeah.
The person in chat, Space Fox, is my IRL friend who makes the most amazing cosplay stuff ever.
Real awesome.
Yes.
Pixar didn't happen, just so you know. Cool. No.
Like all the cosplay I've ever worn. Like she made pretty much.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I shouldn't
get upset that she told me my face is creepy. Or he. I don't know.
She created a dwarf beard out of yarn. For Joel, Hobbit.
Yes, that was awesome. Yeah, the Hobbit beard.
She made that dwarf beard.
That's awesome.
I know. She's amazing.
Scrolling back just half a second, Nevik says, Zeratul needs new skins, Rogue Tier 2. Could not agree more. And then Talthar said, awesome. He needs a ninja skin, which is basically Rogue Tier 2. Right? Rogue Tier 2 was the ninja one, wasn't it? Wait, why am I typing in ninja? Rogue Tier Oh my god, are we up to tier 17?
Are we really? Holy crap.
That makes me feel old. Yeah, Bloodfang. Yep. Yeah, Rogue tier 2 is basically a ninja. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. That'd be fun to see them start crossing WoW tier gear into heroes, but on non-WoW characters. That'd be a fun thing. Like Zeratul and... Mm-hmm. Heck, even Diablo. See Diablo in like one of the old warrior tiers or something. That'd be fun. I'd like to see that. You know, Raynor wearing a hunter tier. Although some of the hunter tiers have been kind of crazy. You know?
Grindstalker.
Yeah, there's always like dead things hanging off of hunters' shoulders.
Well, I mean,
and
they
stuff.
Are hunters, though.
They're so hunters, yeah.
It's kind of logical.
Yes. I'm Mr. T and I'm a night elf mohawk. I don't know why that just popped in my head, but I like that. That's one of the best auto-tunes ever.
Riftstalker.
Which one was that? See, now that, shoot, what was that hunter show? I'm a Riftstalker, Grimstalker.
Actually, Demonstalker is.
Was that Hunting Party Podcast or was that The Hunter's Lodge? Yeah. That was one of those. They had that song. There's a Demon Hunter tier? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Demon Stalker is.
Oh, Demon Stalker. Hunter, Demon Stalker.
But Rift Stalker is actually kind of interesting. That's set 5.
Warlock tier 5?
Anyway.
Best tier ever. IMO.
Yes.
I have that transmog on my Warlock pretty much always. Really, you're muted.
You need to,
Your blue light went off. Wait, no, now it's just steady. It's not blinking. You broke it.
We can't hear you, man. We can't hear you. That's why I was so quiet. Like, you're probably talking. You in the podcast, you'll be able to hear him, maybe.
Unplug it and plug it back in.
Nope, can't hear him. The new microphone is not working now. We have talked so little about heroes.
Well, there wasn't really a lot to go over.
That's true. But that's not unusual, though, for us anyway, so...
Yeah. And then we were supposed to have a short show, and we had, like, an hour-long show.
Actually, the Season 10 Hunter PvP armor is pretty cool.
Yeah, Grandstalker for Vala would be pretty cool. I agree with that.
Yeah. I agree. The Tier 10 Hunter set for Season 10 Hunter set, not Tier 10... The Season 10 Hunter set is very, it's Shogun-esque, but it's a cyborg Shogun. One eye is red in the helmet. It's really cool looking. Anyway, that's Arena Season 10. So. Okay, why, you have no sound. I have no idea. Do you have another microphone, like, on your headset or something? No other microphones around at all, in any way? You're microphoneless? Should we just... wrap up this show. Ooh, I hear myself now. You're playing with things. You're echoing back to me.
No,
went away. So. Yeah. Like, unplug your microphone and plug it back in.
Well, Real has a sudden case of laryngitis, so.
Obviously. So, yeah, what were you doing? Real is breaking the system. What did you do, Rel? La 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 la. So you have none of your own sound either? You can't hear yourself speak? So, anyway, hi, everyone. Do we have anything else we should talk about? Should we wait for Rel to come back? Should I do the wrap-up?
I don't know. Real thumbs up, do the wrap-up. Thumbs down, don't do the wrap-up.
Can you hear us still? Or is he messing it with it and can't hear us either?
Yeah, it appears he stopped being able to hear us, too.
Well, if he can't hear us, then he might not be recording us, so therefore we probably shouldn't do anything.
Good point.
We do have the video recording us.
So, chat room.
La, 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 la.
I know what we can talk about.
Talk about.
Are we still doing the t-shirt contest? Or did it wrap up?
Yeah, it was supposed to be today. We gave it away, I thought. supposedly, but I don't have any of that stuff. So, real has.
You know what? Let's just we'll finish up with the shirt contest winner. Winners. Were you talking about that when I couldn't hear you?
You were, yes.
Oh.
We were just talking. She, Kaylee just asked me about it, and I said, I don't know, because I don't have any of that information.
See, for a while, I could hear you guys, but you couldn't hear me. And then all of a sudden, it just went kaput when the it just crapped out entirely.
Kaput.
Yeah, not fun. Kaput. All right. You know, I didn't ask, but this person didn't say not to use their name. Yeah, I'll just give their first name. How's that? First up, I will give the winners, and then a very fun statistic. Wow, that was loud. first up, for the size small, what I did is I actually assigned a number to everybody and then used a random number generator. First up, for the size small, I'll just do first name just in case because they didn't say whether or not to use the last name, is Finn. Congratulations, Finn. You won yourself a Heroes of the Storm official BlizzCon t-shirt. I'll be sending it out to you. I will email you to get address information. Finn, favorite skin is the Seraphim Tyrael. Big surprise, right? Yeah. We actually had the comment was actually pretty good, and I like this. Finn plays on a computer with less than ideal graphic capabilities, so Tyrael's wings don't normally look that great. And I have that same thing when I use either the plain Tyrael, just the regular Tyrael, or the demonic Tyrael when you're on your mount. Now, I don't know if everybody gets this, or I don't have the best video performance on mine either, but if you're riding on your mount, Tyrael's wings, like just kind of those ethereal wings, they just kind of like do this weird flappy thing. They don't actually like flow, but the Seraphim wings don't do that. The actual like feathered wings. So I can agree with that. And, yep. but the huge feathered wings of the skin look gorgeous. And I agree, Finn, entirely and completely agree. So all throughout this process, I think I've been very good as to not mention a specific hero. I've only kind of alluded to the fact that there was an overwhelming majority of people commenting with the same hero. That was Catbutt in the video.
Bless you. Yes, that, right, keep that thing you out of my face.
Right. So the next winner up is... Give me a drum roll. Quick. Okay. Is Patrick. And Patrick. Actually, oh, Patrick. Yes. Patrick is Basileel. You should know Patrick.
Basileel
from the Chavro. Yes. This was, no, not here at the moment. See, you don't show, the one time you don't show up in the chat room, Basileel, and you win a shirt. I forgot it was actually him because I just had it listed as Patrick. His favorite hero skin is Abathur's pajama skin. He likes the Pajamather.
Pajamather.
Pajamather. Yeah, Pajamather. Yes. He likes the Pajamather. Why? It's simple, really. It's a giant bug wearing pajamas. Imagine telling your kid there are no monsters in the closet and you open it to find this creepy crawly popping out. At first, you would be horrified, then be overwhelmed with how adorable he looks. At the same time, you wouldn't even notice that he cloned you and is now stealing your credit cards and buying tons of designer handbags. That is why Abathur's pajama skin is my favorite hero skin. That's awesome. Yes, that's awesome. So
that is awesome.
Basileo is going to be getting the signed devs t-shirt, the Hotscast official Hotscast t-shirt. Now we have a bonus because I actually found when I was looking through my BlizzCon bag, I actually had another Heroes shirt, a Hotscast shirt that I forgot about. So I had an extra shirt. So this one did not go to an RNG one. This is one actually, I did not use the RNG for this. I actually specifically picked this one just because of the content. Cause it was very interesting. The phrasing of this one. So this is going out to Gizmozord. Gizmozord is getting the Hotzcast t-shirt, but it is not the signed one, but it is the official Hotzcast t-shirt that'll be going out. The reason is this was Gizmozord's email. Even though I hate both Gazlow and clowns, I'd have to say my favorite skin in the game currently is Big Top Gazlow. I love that. The guy doesn't even like Gazlow, and he doesn't like clowns. Or actually, it might be a girl. I don't know. It doesn't say. Just Gizmozord. But Big Top Gazlow is the favorite skin. I love that. It was a standout. So that was nice. Why I picked it for nice. The not aforementioned extra Hotzcast shirt that I happen to have.
How about that could be that's the most ironic answer.
That is the most ironic. Got the extra t-shirt that I forgot I had. Yes. Because it didn't get RNG picked. It got actual picked. Yeah, so Finn, Basileo were the big winners of the RNG pool, and Gizmozord got it for just the most ironic. Now, here is the thing. I did a little napkin math. Tyrael made up 82% of the responses we got in terms of favorite hero. So, Blizzard, you guys nailed it with Tyrael. Between Demonic, Seraphim, and the Master Skin, I just kind of lumped them all together. But Tyrael, 82% of the results of this. Yes. So people like the artwork on Tyrael. You guys nailed it with Tyrael. I mean, there's some other amazing skins, but Tyrael just ran away with it. Truly ran away with it. So good job.
Maybe most of the people that listen to the podcast are Diablo 3 fans more than anything else.
That's possible. That's very possible.
It's like Tyrael.
Maybe a lot of, no StarCraft players.
Or the ones that actually interact with us. Just the ones that interact with us.
The ones that interact. You know what? That makes sense because Shattered Soulstone has an amazing community that sends in ridiculous quantities of email and Twitters every week. So Diablo just has a very vocal community.
They're probably the ones that actually talk.
Yeah.
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 Nobody that watches TNB actually communicates with us. So it's we don't expect
right.
that. No.
Right. Yeah. I'd say we kind of fall somewhere right in the middle of WoW podcasts and Diablo podcasts. You know, we don't get all the mail that the Diablo podcasts do, but it's not like the vacuum that is WoW podcasts. I don't know what it is about WoW podcasts, but nobody ever writes into them unless you're The Instance. But The Instance isn't a WoW podcast. It's just the podcast. It's like the meta nerd podcast, honestly. That's where it all began. Podcast. Yes. So you don't have to.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. So that's
it. That's cool. Woo-hoo. We actually gave stuff away, and it actually mattered that we gave it away instead of a Hearthstone key right before
the open beta. Right before the open beta. Yes. Oh my gosh.
The day before open beta.
Oh my gosh, hilarious. I can't believe that.
Here's your key. Open beta.
Open beta. Yeah. That's so funny. So congratulations, Finn, Basileo, and Gizmozord.
Absolutely.
And thank you to everybody who entered the contest. Really appreciate it. And we'll definitely be giving away some more stuff coming up. So stay tuned. Yeah, we like giving stuff away. Giving stuff away is fun. Prizes are cool. Did I close the notes? No, I did not. All right. Unless you guys have anything else, let's wrap this up. What do you think? You good?
I'm good.
Excited for beta?
Ready to play.
Yeah, I'm ready to play some Sky Temple and some Thrall. No lie. I just hope Thrall's not 15,000 gold. Although he's probably going to be at first. I'll wait till he goes down to 10.
I'll just probably buy him.
I have 10 right now. I don't have 15. Because
I don't have enough gold to buy him.
I'm sitting on 23, but I need the 10 for my Tyrael Master Skin. So
there you go. Completely unrelated geek out, but I just saw that Game of Thrones Season 5 premieres on April 12th.
Wait, down. Batman. Not wearing hockey pads.
Oh, I can't wait for Batman vs. Superman to come out.
Batman vs. Superman is going to be redonk. Yep. Yes, it is. I loved the Harley Quinn little Harley Quinn tie-in on Arrow. That was awesome. That was really cool. That was cool with the Suicide Squad. I haven't read that book. That's probably a good book. I need to read that.
They're making a
I know. Suicide they're doing Squad. It. I know. But I want to read the book first. I actually just picked up issue one of Gotham Central because they had it on the $1 first issue thing. So I picked up issue one of that. I've been hearing like nothing but good things about Gotham Central.
It's pretty good.
You read it?
I have Not in full, no.
Okay, but you have read it in part.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I've heard started. Nothing but good things. Started, but, yes.
Yeah.
I do that I'm with a lot of book that. Series. I do that with a lot of comic exactly, yeah. series. Yeah. It's like, I'm really bad with that.
So many things that I need to finish reading.
Yes. All right, let's wrap this up. Thank you, everybody in the chat room, for hanging out with us. As always, we love it when you guys hang out in the chat room. So do please come out and join us live. Normally, we record Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. on the East Coast, the right coast. This week, I was sick as a dog on Tuesday. I'm really not that much better now, but a little bit.
How sick are dogs on Tuesday?
Really, really sick. Like, okay. I was in bed at 9:15. And
that's pretty
sick. It was not a good night. It was not a good night. Good night, Talthar. You need to go to sleep yourself. Yes. Oh, of course. Thank you. You can follow the show on Twitter at Hotscast. I am at Rilandune. That's RILANDUNE. Kaylee is at NerdyChar. That's nerdy with an I, NERDICHAR. And Mike is, of course, at Mullet Mike. MULLETMIKE. No, that's not true.
He's Did you at... see someone earlier Finlay. Said it should be Finlay? Yeah.
Finlay, yes. Who was that, Talthar?
I think so.
Yes, that was epic. Hold on. Hashtag Finlay is going to be one of the possible show titles. But... no, he's Fimless, at Fimless. FIMLYS. Head to the show's homepage at hotscast.com for links to our Facebook, Google+, YouTube pages, show notes, videos, and more. You can email the show at hotscast@gmail.com. For all the services you could think of that relate to a podcast, we can be found as Hotscast. And if you find one that we cannot be found as Hotscast, do let us know and we will remedy that immediately. Find Fimless and the Hydra, who we mentioned somewhat earlier in the show, almost evil, she's evil, that kind of thing, because Hydra is almost evil, over at the TwistedNether.net. Not the Twisted, it's just TwistedNether.net. There's no the, but Hydra is almost evil, but there's no the, because you have to drop the the.
Yes.
You can...
Because when you're evil, you don't have the.
You don't have the, right. Yes. Yeah. Nevik and I actually recorded an episode of Heroically Random, so you can hear us talk over at heroicallyrandom.com soon, although I didn't post the show yet. Like I have to edit it. Pretty much.
Might as well have been this show.
Heroically Random just seeps into everything I do, yes. I have a tendency to rant.
Random. Randomly random.
I had a random rant about a JFK conspiracy thing at a meeting tonight. Like, it was interesting. Never, I don't know why I brought that up. You can hear Kaylee. I should have recorded. Gosh, that's a good point. You can hear Kaylee, a good friend of the show at Geek of Random, a.k.a. Adam, a.k.a. that guy from the Ace. Nexus. Ace, a.k.a. Whatever. Ace, 0534, whatever it was. Yeah. They do an internet dating show for nerds called Charred Hearts, the best name for any show ever. They can be found at charredhearts.com. You can find this show, Twist Another Blogcast, Heroically Random, and Charred Hearts on the iTunes, the Stitcher, and any other podcast catcher podcatcher app of your choosing. Help out the show, leave us a review on Stitcher or iTunes, and let us know that you did, and we'll read out your name on the show. We absolutely appreciate it, and that is absolutely the best way to help the show grow, and we love it if you can do that for us, and we appreciate it. And until next time, folks, never stop asking yourself that question: who is your hero? Cheers. Goodbye.
Launch detected.